For more on what this Israeli political development portends, we turn to David Horowitz, who's the editor of the English-language Israeli magazine Jerusalem Report. David Horowitz, Labor, the party of the late Yitzhak Rabin and of Shimon Peres, is leaving this broad-based so-called national unity government over spending on settlements. So does that mean that the settlements policy of Israel, which was the catalyzing issue here, might become a central subject of debate in Israel?
I don't think so. I think that most Israelis regard the circumstances of the collapse of this coalition as humiliating and discrediting for the Labour Party. The Labour Party's own negotiator in these budget talks said the other day that the amount over which they differed was a mere $35 million, and nobody brings down a coalition over $35 million. And what is really widely believed to be the case is that Mr. Ben-Eliezer, who faces a very stiff challenge to hold on to the leadership of his party, chose this issue as a pretext, and most people see it in exactly that light, as a cheap pretext and something that they, I suspect, will want to punish Labour over, and certainly want to punish Mr. Ben-Eliezer over.
We heard in Peter Kenyon's report Ben-Eliezer saying that Labour now should declare its own message. Is it clear what Labour's message will be if it's not the message of the Sharon government?
Well, what Labour will want to do, I think, is a signal that there could be some purpose or some point for Palestinian moderates to stand up and be counted. The criticism that the centre-left has had of the Sharon government, and most especially of Sharon, is that while they back him in using whatever military methods can be used to try to prevent terrorism, they believe he's failed to give any incentive for Palestinian moderation. Ben-Eliezer has said he will never regard Yasser Arafat as a peace partner, so there's no real light between Ben-Eliezer and Sharon on this. The difference is that Labour feels that the Likud under Sharon, the government under Sharon, hasn't given any reason for Palestinians to move away from Arafat towards greater moderation.
Well, are there likely then to be any consequences for Israel's relationship with the Palestinians of Labour leaving the government and leaving Sharon with a narrower and presumably more conservative coalition?
Well, there may be, you see, because Labour has been the moderating influence on Sharon and has been trying to chivvy him back to the negotiating table, or at least to push for an opportunity to get back to the peace table and encourage, really, the Palestinians to oust Yasser Arafat. Without Labour at the cabinet table, there will be pressure on Sharon to be more forceful, to be more categorical in rejecting negotiations with the Palestinians. We now have an ironic situation in which Sharon is really one of the most moderate figures in the Israeli government, in what's left of the Israeli government.
I mean, the pressure on Ariel Sharon to be more forceful, you say, would come from within his coalition government, which now would be missing the moderating presence of the Labour Party.
That's right. And you have to remember there were narrow political pressures on both sides of this equation. Mr. Ben-Eliezer faces a challenge to his position. So too does Mr. Sharon. Benjamin Netanyahu, the former Likud prime minister, wants to oust Sharon as Likud party leader. And his pressure on Sharon comes from the right. He thinks Sharon should have expelled Yasser Arafat long ago. So both of these key players today, Ben-Eliezer and Sharon, really had their own parties and their own positions very much in mind. Mr. Sharon may have come out of this strengthened. Mr. Ben-Eliezer, I suspect, will be judged to have committed political suicide.
Ariel Sharon was elected prime minister over the previous Labour prime minister, Barak, in a landslide. You think Mr. Ben-Eliezer has committed political suicide. Does any Labour Party leader have any chance of regaining power in the next election?
No, not in the current climate, not in the current constellation. Change will come in the Israeli political system when there is change on the Palestinian side, in the same way that that just 3 years ago, Mr. Netanyahu was ousted by the moderate Mr. Barak because Israelis thought they could make peace. That's what would have to be required, a perception in Israel that there's someone on the other side to talk to. At the moment, there is no such perception, and really the only question when the elections come is not whether Labour or Likud will be the dominant figure, but which leader of the Likud will return the Likud to power. Will it be Mr. Sharon or Mr. Netanyahu?
Thank you, David Horowitz.
Thank you.
We've been talking with David Horowitz, who's in Jerusalem, where he is the editor of the Israeli magazine Jerusalem Report.